Well, with a special shout out to Rosie in Wisconsin, whose son makes an awesome cup of coffee. This is Coast to Coast AM. And my name is Ian Punta. Tonight, we've got a great doubleheader for you. Something fun to get us started with a little open lines thrown into the first hour. And then next hour, we're going to teach you how to be in two places at the same time. Experts on virtual reality, Professors Jim Blaskovich and Jeremy Ballinson have written a book called Infinite Reality, Avatars, Eternal Life, New Worlds, and the Dawn of the Virtual Revolution. You will not believe what is in store for you, even in your lifetime. Some of the technological breakthroughs they're working on right now that could be happening in the next 5 to 10 years. Very exciting work. And it'll change your life. It may change the way you do business. It may change the way that you vacation. Infinite reality. It's more than just virtual reality. And we'll get into that coming up next hour on Coast to Coast. If you're looking for a creepy getaway, we put up a great link at coasttocoastam.com. AOL Travel posted a photo gallery of some of the creepy abandoned castles and chateaus, both of Europe and here in the United States. A couple of them are just really awesome. I wish they were for sale. I wish you could still live in them, or, you know, that they had places where you could pitch a tent inside, because it's just really, really cool. Go take a look at coasttocoastam.com. And while you're there, Africa said to be the mother of all human language. You can find out more about that story. Is Fairbanks House in Massachusetts haunted? And you could soon make a phone call using thoughts. That will also come up next hour when we talk to Professor Jim Blaskovich about infinite reality. But this hour, somebody who you may know from the movie Troll 2, considered by many to be the worst movie ever made. Or you may know him from the documentary about Troll 2 called Best Worst Movie. Actor, dentist, Dr. George Hardy. We'll talk about Troll 2 if you haven't caught on to the Troll 2 phenomenon yet. Or if you're a fan, we may even squeeze some calls in for him on the line. If not, either way, we'll go to open lines later on this hour. And wherever you want to go with open lines, that's fine. But I will be asking you, to prepare your homework assignment, what is the worst movie you've ever seen? Coming up later on this hour on Coast to Coast, this is Ian Punnett. Well, there is a lot of debate about what is the worst movie of all time. But if you had to pick the best worst movie of all time, that is to say, a movie that through its terribleness still managed to entertain, as opposed to completely bore and entrap you, I think you'd have to go with the Troll 2 in your top three, if you've ever seen it. And it really is that bad. I remember seeing at least part of it on HBO many years ago, and I was surprised to find out just how cleverly done the documentary about the best worst movie was done, and yet it's really enjoyable. Highly recommend it. We put the link up for it at coasttocoastam.com. Best worst movie about the making of Troll 2. And the star of Troll 2 joins us here, actor-dentist Dr. George Hardy. Good evening, George.
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
I cannot tell you how much I enjoyed watching you, not in Troll 2, but in Best Worst Movie. That was so much fun. And you seem like such a great guy. And I think you no wonder you're the star of Alexander City, Alabama, and why you have not yet starred in another movie other than Troll 2.
Oh, come on. I'm getting all kind of offers, you know.
Hold on. Actually, there's one of my questions I want to ask you. First of all, let's explain Troll 2 for people who have never seen it.
We really do have to explain to the listening audience, don't we? Yeah. Well, yeah. The film was made in 1989 by an all-Italian crew that came over and filmed in Salt Lake City, where I was practicing dentistry at the time. And on a whim, I went up and auditioned in Park City, and I get the lead dad role, which I play the family hero dad that takes his family on a vacation to another little town called Nilbog, which later you find out is goblin spelled backwards. And everyone in the little town are humans disguised as goblins, and what they're actually vegan goblins, and they're trying to get us to eat their food. And if we eat their food, we'll turn into plants, and then they'll eat us.
Because they're vegans,
right.
Yeah. So if that sounds a little convoluted, or even if that you're listening to them going, wait, they just gave away the plot. Now I'll never watch Troll 2. You still don't get it. You can have the plot explained to you. You can know it's going to come, and you still won't be prepared for what you're going to see on the screen.
They say it's a religious experience when you watch Troll 2, or your life will be changed forever. So
yeah.
You know, I have people that come to me and tell me they've watched it some 200 times. You know.
Yes. It's not surprising to me. And the best, worst movie is the documentary made about that, which was made by the grown-up kid who was in the original Troll 2. So later on as an adult, he continued to want to be in film, and he made this documentary about his life playing your son in the original Troll 2.
That's correct. Michael Stevenson, who did play my 10-year-old son in Troll 2, in 1989, we fast forward to 2006. We both re-meet each other through the demand of IMDb when Troll 2 hit the rock bottom as the one on the top 100 as the worst film ever made. And Michael and I, through some demands of some fans, decided, hey, we've got to tell the world this story about us being in the worst film ever made. And Michael used me as a vehicle to tell the story in Best Worst Movie, which really is really a terrific documentary they put together with a few Troll 2 fans who edited the film with him. And it just stands on its own. You really don't even have to see Troll 2 Best Worst Movie, which won numerous awards. And many argue it should have been up for an Academy nomination this past year.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I think that that would be a fair statement. It honestly it's one of the more engaging docs you're going to see. Now, let me ask you, I know that this Italian director and the all-Italian crew, they financed the original Troll 2 on a shoestring budget, but who financed Best Worst Movie?
Well, yeah, it was grassroots. Michael and I, you know, when we came up with the idea about it, we basically had friends and family that came in and supported, and fans, and through that, it took about 3.5 years of shooting over 420 hours of footage in 28 cities and 8 countries, all condensed now into 93 minutes of enjoyment for you to watch.
Well, it is. I'm going to do this. I'm going to say, if you know the numbers, you go ahead and call if you want to talk with Dr. George Hardy, star of Troll 2, and we can try and get in a couple of calls before the bottom of the hour. We'll go to open lines there, too, but thank you for jumping on the phone with us now. So there is this thing that sort of at the end of the documentary about how bad a movie Troll 2 is, that you will express an interest in wanting to continue to act. And I thought for sure you would be getting many more offers from people that want to include you in their movies, if nothing else, for the pure cameo joy of seeing
exactly.
You pop on. So talk about some of those offers you alluded to earlier.
Oh, well, yeah, several things have happened. You know, as you guys know, that are Troll 2 fans that are listening, I am a practicing dentist in Alabama, and I was actually doing a Peter Donnelly residency program, postdoctorate program in Salt Lake at the time, and ended up staying there for 10 years, and then got married and decided that I wanted to have my practice back in Alabama. You know, forgot that I was in, even in Troll 2, and little did I know I'd become this cult luminary from it. And now, years later, folks are, you know, wanting, oh, please, you've got to be in my film. And there's one case, a fellow named Kevin Hamadani, who's doing a film called Junk. He did another film called The Zombies in Mass Destruction. He says, you have to be in my film, Junk. And I said, okay. I said, hey, would you mind if my daughter, Lily, would
right.
be in the film? And so Lily,
who's very cute, very cute, and was she still in high school then?
She's 18 now, and Lily
okay.
is just absolutely, she just, as her dad, but she's just a gorgeous gal, and he saw her on Facebook, Lillian Hardy, and he said, yeah, you guys come on up and let's do a cameo shot. And so we shot that. And then also in Los Angeles, Michael had me get together with the star of the female lead in The Room and the male lead in Birdemic, which are, they compete with Troll 2. It's probably one of the worst films ever made. The three of us are now going to be in a film coming out that's being made in New Zealand. It was shot in New Zealand, and then but we shot some in Los Angeles. And Juliet Warden and myself and Alan Baugh are in a cameo scene together in a new movie coming out called Ghost Shark 2 Urban Jaws.
All right.
For a title.
And now, will this go direct to video,
I think they're trying to shoot for, doing the festival circuit, and then both of them are going to be the circuit, and then they'll probably go to video, So.
Well,
there's a lot of talk about both of them, a lot of buzz.
Part of the story of Best Worst Movie, the documentary about Troll 2, is your life as sort of an ordinary dentist,
right.
Popular dentist in the town in which you live in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, so how has I know how Troll 2 changed your life, where people would occasionally recognize you,
right,
while you were about to operate on them or to do your dental procedures on them. You would look up and they would say, wait, aren't you in Troll 2? Now, because of the success of the documentary about Troll 2, I imagine you get recognized a lot more. How has that changed your dental practice?
Well, it's kind of funny. You're right. It's been a wild ride from letting the VHS copy of Troll 2 collect dust behind my big screen. Well, it wasn't even big screen TV then. There were no flat screens, but for about 18 years, it just collected dust, and I forgot that I was in it and ran from it. And now to go through and see that, there's millions of people all over the world that love Troll 2, of a film that was translated into some 20 languages, and then a documentary basically where I'm the main subject, there is recognition out there now, and I am getting some patients that call me, hey, can I have my teeth cleaned at your office? And
by Dr. George Hardy. Right.
I've got to have Dr. Hardy clean my teeth.
So,
a lovely staff of, and we've been cleaning teeth, now for a while. It's been funny. In fact, one day I went to Auburn University, and I'm only about 45 minutes away, and one day about six guys from Auburn make a road trip up, and I just happened to have a few copies of Troll 2 in the back, and I autographed them. But daily, weekly, I'll get some, somebody will send me the VHS copy of Troll 2 or a new DVD copy of Best Worst Movie from all over, even in Germany, and I'm signing autographs and sending them back.
That's
it's
awesome.
Crazy.
And we should mention, too, that there really is no connection between Troll 2 and another movie at one time called Troll.
That's right. I know. That's what's so funny. And by the way, there are no trolls in Troll 2.
Yeah, which is even weirder.
For the listening audience, by the way, you guys. There are goblins in Troll 2, which Neil Bogg, of course, is spelled goblin.
Right.
Spelled backwards.
But, and you, a lot of this was kind of lost in the translation of it because you all were trying to you couldn't quite figure out the script. It was written by a fairly domineering Italian director and his partner, and
speak English, mind you, in 1989. Claudio and Rossella, neither one, now they speak pretty well, but,
Yeah.
In fact,
yeah.
She's writing the script right now for Troll 2, Part 2 and 3. I understand they wanted to do it in 3D. And
and are you going to be in it? Are you a lock?
I think I'm supposed to be some kind of hamburger factory owner or something like that, with something to do with meat,
Okay.
But how can you come up with more ridiculous plots than what were written back in 1989? And, that was the magic of it all, too. We wanted to know, oh, my gosh. Whereas Rocky Horror Picture Show is probably known for its lyrics and its music and all, Troll 2 is, as you know, is where did that line come from? Did they really just say that,
Yeah. It's bad out-of-context dialogue sometimes. It's just where it's like it's not even just bad dialogue. It's bad dialogue and it's out of context. It's so bizarre. But that's the fun of it. Now, the interesting thing, of course, Rocky Horror is sort of revered for its campness, its over-the-topness. It's a fairly tight script with some really good songs and some memorable numbers. So, I mean, that's one kind of, audience participation film. This is different. People participate with this just because they like track with the badness of the film, and yet the badness of the film brings them so much joy.
Exactly. They know every single line. When we were making the documentary, we Landmark, Gracious Landmark Theaters, took Troll 2 and put it back on the big screen. Well, it never really made this big screen.
No, I was going to say, on the big screen. Yeah. It was the first time ever.
So in making the documentary, we approached Landmark, and they said, sure, we'll show it. And they showed it, oh, my gosh, all over the United States. And then Canada picked it up. And even though now it's playing on its own throughout the world. In fact, the Prince Charles Theater in London next weekend is showing Troll 2 and Best Worst Movie back-to-back. So for a terrific night of entertainment, people are having, I don't know whether, also we should tell the viewing audience, there are Troll 2 parties all the time now.
Yeah, everywhere. You can find out more about that in Best Worst Movie. You can link up to both Troll 2 and Best Worst Movie at our website, coasttocoastam.com. Let me grab a fan here real quickly because I know we're coming to the bottom of the hour. And John is in Columbia, South Carolina, on Coast to Coast for Dr. George Hardy.
Hey,
go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. I haven't seen Troll 2 yet. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. But remember when Plan 9 from Outer Space used to be considered the best, worst movie? I think it was given the Golden Turkey Award in a book.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to reconcile this? Is it going to be the black and white worst, best, worst movie?
No,
and Troll is in color?
I think the interesting thing is somehow Plan 9 from Outer Space has improved over time. You know, I do. It's almost, it's odd. Have you watched Plan 9 from beginning to end recently?
Not, it's not bad enough anymore.
It's not. Believe me, I think Troll 2 dug a new bottom. I don't know. What about you, George? What do you think?
Well, yeah. And then again, you know, with you, the caller, John, I was going to tell you, many will argue that The Room is you know, also one of the worst films ever made. You know, they're going to argue with forever about that, which Tommy Wiseau made The Room. And I just think, whereas The Room feels more like it was made on a cynical note, Troll 2 was just, it's an innocent attempt to make a good movie. And
yeah, it's a lot of people's best effort. I mean, it was the director's best effort, it was the writer, it was your best, everybody was trying.
It was so hard to make a good movie.
And it's an utter fail in every category. I mean, it really is, even the music, I think. But you look at like Plan 9 from Outer, let's to compare, you know, Troll 2, right? I mean, you were a practicing dentist. It was everybody's first movie, pretty much, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it was, except for the director. Then you look at Plan 9 from Outer Space. Bela Lugosi was in it. Tor Johnson was in it. He was a professional wrestler and already an actor. Vampira was in it. I mean, it's filled with real actors. Lyle Talbot, the great actor Lyle Talbot, he's in Plan 9 from Outer Space. So that's bad, but at least it was bad with people that you know, were professionally bad. You guys were amateurly bad. That's even better. So I highly recommend Best Worst Movie. You can catch it. You can grab it. I'm sure your local store has it. Order it online.
Amazon.com and
And then also, you know, when you're ready to, after you watched Best Worst Movie, have your Troll 2 party ready to go. And you've been all over the world. One of my favorite parts of the documentary about Troll 2, George, was actually the places where Troll 2 hasn't really caught on yet.
Right.
Where you went, it kind of bombed.
I know. This is such a contrast of going into a theater and just being bombarded with, you know, wanting your autograph to places like Comic Cons or film fear festivals or
right. Yeah, like those like a horror festival. Right.
Yeah. And
nobody had any idea who you were, and they didn't care. And I felt your pain as you sat there. I really did. I was like, wow, that's like, you know, to pardon the expression, that's like pulling teeth right
it
there.
Really
you
was.
Just
yeah.
And so when we come up here in this next hour on Coast to Coast, I'm going to ask for people and their worst movies. You hope you keep on listening, we'll hear, I'm sure, a few more. But let me ask you this real quickly before we go. Troll 2, Part 2, when would that start shooting?
Yeah, you know, all this is really pretty much unannounced, and we really don't know. And, you know, it's Michael Stevenson always says, how can you capture lightning in a bottle twice? And as it was in Troll 2, how do you repeat something like Troll 2 and remake something like that? And but, yeah, I just understand that there's talk now and there's so much demand, people want a sequel for it. And
right.
So I'm in touch with Rossella and Claudio, and it looks like things they're trying to get some things going over in Italy. And they do speak better English now, and I can Facebook Rossella, and we go back and forth a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's another thought piece I had when I was watching Best Worst Movie was this. I wondered what it would be like to hire the best actor, the best actors, the best director, best writer, cinematographer, and to reshoot Troll 2 using the best in the business.
Would it
work any better? Would it come together?
We might have to call Quentin Tarantino and ask him to do it.
Yeah.
Right. I hear they're big Troll 2 fans, and Rain Wilson are.
Yeah.
Even Marie Osmond's a Troll 2 fan.
So even Marie Osmond's a fan of Troll 2. We'll find out.
We can let her play the mother.
Fun. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate that. God bless you and have a great night. We look forward to staying up to date with you. Well, we'll do a couple of open line calls between now and the top of the hour. And then a couple of people got in at the last second and they begged to talk with Dr. George Hardy, star of Troll 2. So we'll hook them up here in just a second. And then coming up next hour, Infinite Reality, Professor Jim Blaskovich is an expert on avatars, eternal life, new worlds, and the dawn of the virtual revolution, how it is going to change all of our lives. Couldn't come fast enough for me. Anybody that's tried to be in two places at once will find that, in fact, coming soon, you will be able to be in two places at the same time and be able to hear and smell and feel the presence of the people around you in that virtual reality, too. Coming up next hour on Coast to Coast, this is Ian Bunnett. Open lines coming up for the rest of this half hour. Bob is in Warminster, Pennsylvania, however, as he just got in at the last second before we were about to say goodbye to Dr. George Hardy of Troll 2 fame. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You're talking with George. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to say I saw the documentary, probably one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. Did you notice the when I was watching, I noticed a scene in there. Nobody ever mentioned it, but Joshua's in Nilbog, and he loses his skateboard.
Yeah.
And towards the end of the movie, when he goes back home, he opens the bedroom door, and the same skateboard is inside his bedroom.
Wow. A continuity problem in Troll 2? Really?
Yeah, something I never heard anybody mention, but I was watching. I said, hold on, I thought he lost that skateboard, and he opens the bedroom at the end, and he's still in the bedroom, same spot. So if you didn't catch it, go back and watch that spot. It's really
funny. Boy, if were that the only problem to the movie? That's a pretty good eye there, buddy. Let's get to Jeffrey in Liverpool, New York, for Dr. George Hardy on Coast to Coast, and then we'll go open lines. Jeffrey?
Hi, Ian. Hi, George.
Hey.
Hi, I've got, first of all, a comment. I have seen Troll 2 on the internet. It was given by a reviewer, a very funny reviewer, but he does show a lot of scenes in there. I love, and then later I've got a recommendation for the worst movie ever. I love in the beginning of Troll 2 where the mom comes in to explain to the son, and she explains the death so matter-of-factly, like, remember, it was like on the nose dialogue. Remember when your father died, blah, 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 blah. She goes on and on and on.
It's just, you know, but yet, oddly enough, when you say it's not the worst movie, I feel almost like I have to defend Troll 2 for being the worst.
Oh, I say the worst movie is Manos, The Hands of Fate.
Well, that's up there, without a doubt. And Manos, The Hands of Fate is always mentioned in the top five. Manos, The Hands of Fate got one of the funniest treatments ever from Mystery Science Theater 3000, didn't it?
I think they even said it was the worst.
Oh, it is. Manos is so funny. To this day, Jeffrey, I call my 17-year-old, I call him Torgo because of that movie.
you can't forget Torgo.
I call him Torgo. Every time I need him to, like, move my luggage, Torgo, get the luggage. Dr. George Hardy, Troll 2, do you feel like, are you offended or pleased when people say Troll 2 is not the worst?
Oh, well, you know, yeah, there's We'll get that everywhere we go, you know. Like, there'll be, oh, The Room or Manos, you know, you're right, or Planet right. Nine, you know, there's all these arguments. And then there'll be all the Troll 2 fans say, oh, it's the holy grail of bad movies. So
I'd have to say,
you know,
this.
I think it's great. What I love more than anything, Ian, is just the sense of humor people have around bad movies. And, you know, with all the crazy, wild things that are going on in the world today, why can't we all sit around and laugh about things? And,
exactly.
You know, when something's so bad it's good, it makes you laugh. Hey, we need more of that in the world. More power to it all. Let's argue about it even more.
I agree with you. Thank you so much. You know, I have to say, I'll throw into my top five Arthur 2. Arthur, the remake that just came out last weekend. Oh, my God, was that terrible.
Oh, what about Bo Derek's scene with Tarzan?
That's pretty bad, too. Well, very good. Thank you, George. Appreciate that. And okay.
Michael's Michael's was working with Jennifer Roth, who did The Black Swan, and he's working on a film right now.
Cool.
Yeah, coming out. It's going to be called Destroy, written by Zach Carlson from the Alamo Draft House.
The
screenwriter.
That sounds.
And
that
we're
sounds...
looking at doing some stuff on reality. I've been approached about that, so y'all might see
good.
Us doing some things.
Like a reality TV show.
Right. Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Michael and I both have been asked to do some projects with reality. So who knows?
Well, I like that. And if you,
weekends.
I appreciate that. And God bless you. And have a great night. And this time, I'll say to your fans, we're going to have to track you down at the dental office.
Come visit us. We'll clean your teeth. And anybody that wants to come have their teeth cleaned, come on and give us a call.
I will do that.
Thank you.
I'll tell Torgo to get my bags. Let me go to Mary in Sandpoint, Idaho, on Coast to Coast. We're doing open lines. Worst movie you've ever seen, Mary? What would that be?
The Blair Witch Project.
That's a great movie. What's wrong with Blair Witch Project?
I thought it was bad, but I liked it. It made me laugh when they were crying in the woods.
That really freaked out my wife. My wife could not. When she saw Blair Witch Project, she didn't sleep for nights afterward. I'm not kidding. But you know, you hit on something. It was a turning point of a movie because it was so roughly shot. And since then, so many other movies have followed that same trend. Maybe, you know, that model that goes back to the original Night of the Living Dead, where you try to turn the disadvantage of shooting something on a small budget into an advantage by making it look like, by adding that touch of realism. So, yeah, I don't know if I wouldn't put Blair Witch Project in that. Blair Witch 2 was kind of weak, but Carl's in Milwaukee on Coast to Coast. Hey, Carl.
Good morning, Ian. I felt compelled to call you. There is my favorite, best, worst actor who's been in a ton of films. They are almost joyfully unwatchable. And that, of course, is the great Kurt Russell.
In what?
Escape from New York. Have you seen that movie?
I thought it was great.
It was great, too. I mean, I went to that movie with a couple of friends. They actually walked out. I couldn't get enough of it. He's Snake Plissken.
Oh, yeah. He's doing Clint Eastwood impersonation for the whole movie.
He's got the eye patch.
Yeah.
I can just hear him when he gets a call from his agent. So Kurt says, production quality, his agent says awful. Storyline, dreadful. Wardrobe, ghastly. Casting, appalling. Kurt says, I'm in, baby.
Yeah. You know, I thought Escape from New York was actually really good. Escape from Los Angeles, however, not so much. But I hear they're going to remake Escape from New York. I heard that's coming out, actually, unless it already has. I knew that somebody was working on a remake of that. Thanks. The first-time caller line, Sheila, open lines. And Sheila, it is open line, so you don't have to have anything about movies if you don't want to.
Okay, thank you. First of all, my YouTube is Sheila Aliens. And hello.
Hi.
I wanted to ask you about Japan, because by all appearances, it looks like it's sinking with all these videos that are online with the water coming up in the streets. Do you know anything about that?
I know about the tsunami. I don't know that it's sinking. I knew that they lost some shoreline and that they had suffered. The country had moved about 8 inches after the earthquakes, but I hadn't heard anything about it sinking. Tell me about it sinking.
Okay, well, in the past couple of weeks, there's been all these videos coming online it shows water coming up the streets, and there's so many of them in so many different locations, it looks like Japan is about to sink into the water. And there's actually a movie in 2006 that was called The Sinking of Japan, where it depicts an earthquake and then Japan sinking into the water. but by all these videos, it looks like that's what's happening. And yeah. I also wanted to mention the UFOs at Sakura Jima that you guys talked about with Norio Hayakawa a couple weeks ago, or like last week. But well, yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Well, interesting. I'll have to. I mean, the videos, they may be people who are posting more videos of the tsunami and calling it sinking. I haven't heard, but who knows? I mean, I know that they are seeing a major change in the topographical composition of Japan, but it would take a lot, I would think, to make Japan sink because it's such a big, you know, island, and that part that's affected is really only the very northern part along the coast. But I would be curious, so I will be following up on that, and thanks for the heads up. Dave is in Eugene, Oregon. Hey, Dave, we just had Dr. George Hardy on from Troll 2. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, Ian, I haven't. Thanks for taking my call. But from what everyone's saying, I think if it's on Netflix, I'm going to check it out. But
I think it's on Hulu. I think you can even watch it on Hulu.
Okay, but my pick for the best worst movie has got to be Reefer Madness.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I mean, you know, the cheese and cringe factor is through the roof, and, you know, you can't look away. It's just so bad. And I must have seen it 40 times.
Yeah, I understand that. I've seen it a few times. They used to show it every Friday night in college, and all the stoners would show up for it. Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you something real quick. When George Norrie's on and the announcer comes on and says he's broadcasting somewhere deep below the earth,
right.
What does he mean? Where is he below the earth?
I don't know. See, they don't let me go there. I'm not allowed to go near him. So when he's in his underground bunker, he's in his underground lair. You think they tell me? I'm just the weekend guy.
I mean,
so.
I know he's in either Los Angeles or St. Louis or something, but when he's deep below the earth, I'm thinking, where is he?
I think he's in the location that was formerly held by Dick Cheney, you know, in the undisclosed location. I think we got that after the Bush administration left the White House. I think we got to take that over. But I'll look into it. Jerry is in West Virginia on Coast to Coast. Jerry?
How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. Open lines.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Just wanted to comment. Just wanted to say a word out there for all the inmates out there. I was recently talking to my brother. Unfortunately, he's locked up in Florida for a long time. And I was talking to him the other day and told him that I've been listening to you guys' show, you know, every night now, because I do a paper route here in West Virginia. And he said that he listened too. And we talked probably for about an hour about topics that you guys discuss on a nightly basis, you know. And just wanted to say something for them out there, because I know there's a bunch of them listening. And I'm hoping that he's listening and hearing me right now. That'd be awesome.
So this is for the inmates who are held all over the whole country, including your brother.
Well, I would say so, yeah. I'm not going to just single him out, but if he's out there, I love him. I'm just, you know, thinking about him all the time. He knows that. And, you know, you never really hear about a lot of people are in prison for things that we all do.
Like what?
You know, like driving on suspended license. Anybody, I mean, we all sometimes, you know, if you ain't got a license,
you
got
to. You don't go to prison for a suspended license.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, you
not,
do.
Not prison. You might do some jail time, but you don't go to prison for a suspended license.
And you get free driving on suspended licenses, you're going to prison.
Okay, well, that would be three. So that was different. You just said one. So if you're talking about driving around without any license ever, yeah, I could see where maybe, especially if there might be some substances involved or some other things, yeah. But I'm sorry to hear about your brother, and I hope that that he hears that message. It's good to know that his brother still loves him. Bob is in Long Beach, California, on Coast to Coast. Hey, Bob.
Hi.
Wildcard line, open lines. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to point out that I think I figured out the magic in making a really horrible movie.
What's that?
Plan 9 from Outer Space that starred Bela Lugosi. And that was the Ed Wood movie you were talking about. And Bela Lugosi was very sick, and he was dying. And they didn't finish the movie before he passed away. So Ed Wood brought in his dentist to fill in for Bela Lugosi. And the guy paraded around with a cape over his face.
I thought it was his chiropractor.
No, it was his dentist.
Okay.
So I think if you really want to make a bad movie, just make sure you bring your dentist in on it. And I think that's the magic.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it was a chiropractor, but either way, let's just say chiropractor or dentist, a non-acting professional, and go from there. Let me go to Jim in Salem, North Carolina, on Coast to Coast, on an open line. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
Hey.
I would like to put in my nomination for the worst movie of all time, Monster A Go Go.
I don't know Monster A Go Go. Tell me about Monster A Go Go.
It is a Frankenstein put together type of movie that makes no sense. The music is terrible. The camera angles are terrible. There's no storyline. It is one of those movies you really need to have no dose, Dramamine, and some type of painkiller in order to watch.
Oh, I see it here. Yeah. Boy, that does look bad. And you can watch a lot of it. Apparently, Mystery Science Theater 3000 did it. It might be in my collection, and I've just never watched it. I have to go look it up. I've got about 20 or so of the MST3K movies on DVD, but I haven't watched all of them, so I have to go back and watch Monster A Go Go. Thanks for the heads up, Jim. And Wade, on an open line, we were talking before about Troll 2. You can link up to Troll 2, get the movie, or get the documentary about the movie at coasttocoastam.com. Hey, Wade.
Hi.
All right.
It couldn't have been too bad. They put it on the screen, didn't they?
Troll 2? No, never made it to the screen.
Oh, no?
No, it went out as a direct video, and then it started getting passed around because it was so bad, and that's only after it started getting passed around that actually it was so bad that eventually made it back to the screen so that they could accommodate people watching it all at the same time. what would be the worst movie you've ever seen then, Wade?
I think probably that one with John Candy, and I can't remember the name of it, where he passed away. The one they were shooting in
Mexico.
Yeah, they did the end of the movie with him sitting on a horse. And he's just sitting there, and they're playing lines or something that he had done before. I can't remember the name.
Wagons East? Does that sound right?
Yeah, something like that.
Wagons East comes to mind. Instead of Wagons West, Wagons East. There's some ironic title like that. Yeah, and that was the movie that John Candy was making when he died. And I think that's it. But, yeah, that I've never saw it. So I'll take your word for it, but I will go back and watch that. Really like John Candy. One of my favorite movies. Has one of the first performances of John Candy in it, and it's a movie called Silent Partner. It's a Canadian movie. Not many people know this flick, but it's really good. Elliot Gould is in it, and Christopher Plummer. And it's about a bank robber who gets ripped off by the teller of the bank. The teller second guesses that a bank robbery is coming, and he steals the money before the bank robber can. And the bank robber is held responsible for it, but the bank teller has the money. So, in effect, he becomes the silent partner of the bank robber. And the teller and the robber enter into this cat and mouse game, which was a great movie. Really love that movie. And John Candy is actually like thin. In that movie as a young, I mean, by later estimates. Richard is in Concord, California, west of the Rockies on Coast to Coast for Open Lines. Richard?
Yeah, hi, Ian. Hi. I've got to agree with you. John Candy was a great actor, and remember, what was his name? Christopher Plummer from Sound of Music.
Well, of course, yeah. That's a really good movie. You ever get a chance to watch Silent Partner. But so, Open Lines, where are you going to take us?
Okay, I want to talk about our connection with our present-day administration and the Muslim Brotherhood. If you go back to Obama's speech in Cairo, he invited the Muslim Brotherhood, even though Mubarak had banned them. Then he met with them afterwards. Then you go to February 6th, and you've got Hillary Clinton and John Kerry meeting with the Muslim Brotherhood. Then you go to Eric Holder, who is the Department of Justice, came from a law firm that represented Muslim terrorists. Well, under him is one man named Thomas Perez. He was from an organization called the Organizer Forum, started by Wade Rathke, same guy that started ACORN. Well, not long after the riots started in Egypt, Wade Rathke sent a delegation to Egypt to show the Muslim Brotherhood how to take control of the country. So this is kind of scary to me.
Well, I understand that. Wish I knew more about it to comment on it, but I take your word for what you said, and leaves us just enough time to get to Alex before the top of the hour for open lines. Alex?
Yes.
Worst movie you ever saw? We got about 30 seconds.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, Night of the Lupus, and Gorillas from Outer Space.
I think Night of the Killer Tomatoes was supposed to be bad, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's the thing about Troll 2.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yeah, they were trying to make a good movie when they made Troll 2. That's the great irony of it, is they were working really hard at that one. But I don't think I ever saw Gorillas from Space. But again, once more, probably another reason why they should bring back Mystery Science Theater 3000. So can you be in two places at the same time? Can you effectively create an eternal life for you, technologically speaking, where your consciousness might be transported into an eternal reality? Well, you're going to find the very interesting coming up next. There's a lot of work on this being done, and Professor Jim Blaskovich is the co-author of Infinite Reality, Avatars, Eternal Life, New Worlds, and the Dawn of the Virtual Revolution. Next on Coast to Coast, this is Ian Punnett.